This article is ultimately an attempt to make sense of what it means to live in a world whose rules, governance structures, mores, and so forth have already been laid down, have already been set, and what that's like for people for whom those structures and those rules and those systems don't fit well. My specific focus is on neuroatypical folk and people who struggle with mental illness. And then I go on to up the ante and think about and grapple with what it means when you add race in the mix. And what does it mean? What does it look like for the person who is swimming against the tide of neurotypicality, for the person who's swimming against the tide of white supremacy? What does the phenomenology of everyday life look like? What sort of hurdles must be overcome? What does that look like? What does that feel like? And this article is a very imperfect attempt to sketch an outline of the phenomenology of swimming against the tide in those ways.